What's up, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. We are here with the Champions League first leg predictions. So let's just get started with it. So we got PSG versus Real Madrid. We have Sporting versus Man City, Inter versus Liverpool, Salzburg versus Bayern Munich, Chelsea versus Lille, Real against Juventus, Atletico Madrid against Man United, Benfica against Ajax. So it is the final 16. I'm very excited for this. Of course, it's everyone's favorite. You know, the Champions League, I feel like, is everyone's favorite. So we're going to jump in. Also, I just want to say I did wear the pink Celtic jersey on purpose because it's Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. All right, first up we have PSG versus Real Madrid. These two teams, their current form is PSG's is pretty good. You got four wins, one loss. On the other hand, you have Real Madrid that they are two wins, two draws, one loss. And the last time these two teams played against each other was actually 2019, and it ended up in a 2-2 draw. And before that, they played again in 2019, and PSG won 3-0. For this one, I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be very close in my opinion, but I will have to say that it is going to be a 3-3 draw. I believe that it's going to be kind of high scoring, just because of the firepower that both teams have. But I do believe that this one ends up in a 3-3 draw. So following that game up, which that game right there is going to be probably the best game, I believe, out of all of these games. Like first leg and second leg, I think they're going to be the closest matchups there. So, moving on, we have Sporting versus Man City. I think that Man City and Sporting, it's going to be a pretty close one. I mean, their form is actually the same as of today, which is February 14th. You know, they're both four wins, one draw in their last five. Obviously, both in two different leagues. I think this is going to be a pretty close one, but I will have to say Man City wins this game 3-2. Away at Sporting CP. So moving on, we have next up is Inter versus Liverpool. Again, I think Liverpool is the stronger side here, but I believe that Inter will give them a run for their money. Current form as of today, you have Inter with three wins, one draw, one loss, where the last five games Liverpool have won. Liverpool's just kicking butt, taking names. From this website, it looks like they've never played each other. I don't know if that's completely true or not. But I think it's going to be a close one, and I think there's only going to be one goal scored, and I think that is going to be Liverpool. I believe that Liverpool will win this game 1-0. So next up, we have Salzburg versus Bayern Munich. I think that Bayern is definitely the stronger side in these two. Bayern did have a slip up this past weekend, and they lost 4-2 against Bochum. I think that's how you would say it. But both of the team's current form is Salzburg. They are four wins, one loss in their last five. And for Bayern, they are three wins, two losses, where they did lose to Gladbach 2-1 a couple weeks ago, probably more than a couple weeks ago. And they actually lost at home. So that's very odd of Bayern. But anyways, going back to this game, the last time that these two teams played was back in November of 2020, and Bayern won 3-1. I think this is going to be a pretty close game, but I think Bayern's going to come out with it, and they are going to win 2-1 against Salzburg. And next up, we have Chelsea versus Lille. I actually have them backwards on the thing there, the screen. It should be the other way around because I tried to put the home team first, and for some reason I switched that one. So Chelsea are definitely, to me, the stronger side. They have finally picked up their form, whereas over the weekend they won the FIFA Club World Cup. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, it's good to have that. It would be nice if that was a bigger tournament to have different countries play in it. But anyway, that's for another video. So, current form, Chelsea are 4 wins, 1 draw, whereas Lille is 2 wins, 2 losses, and a draw. These two teams have only played against each other twice. Both times Chelsea did win 2-1. And both happened in 2019. I believe that Chelsea will continue that two-goal thing going on that they have, and they're going to win this game 2-0. Lille will not score on them in this game. I don't think they will at Stamford Bridge. So next up, we have Villarreal. Wow, if I can talk, against Juventus. Some of these matches are going to be just so hard to predict, especially the first leg. So Villarreal right now, current form, 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss in the last 5. Whereas Juventus is 3 wins and 2 draws. Villarreal tied with Real Madrid in their last game, whereas Juventus tied with Atalanta. These two teams, I don't think, have played against each other from what I see here. I think it's going to be a close one. I think that this one will actually end in a 1-1 draw. But I feel like Juventus is definitely the stronger side. I just think that they will struggle away. So next up, we have Atletico Madrid versus Man United. And here's just another one. I don't think it's very up and down roller coaster for both of these teams this year. And then, like, really, they're especially you'll see it in their last 5 games. Atletico has 2 wins and 3 losses in their last 5, whereas Man United have 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss. And that loss came to Middlesbrough in the FA Cup, I believe that's what it was. Both teams are struggling, and I will have to say that I believe that this game will also end in a 1-1 draw. I just don't think that there's enough to separate those two teams. Now, going in, depending on how this first leg goes and then the form goes, I do think that Man United are going to move on out of these two teams. But as of for this game that's happening on the 23rd, I think Man United and Atletico Madrid, they end up tying this game. So last but not least, we have Benfica versus Ajax. Here's another one that I think is going to be close. It's going to be hard to pick who's going to win what, especially in this first leg. Current form, Benfica is 3 wins, 2 losses. Whereas Ajax is actually 5-0 in these, and they have, out of the 5, 4 of them, they have shut the other team out. But I think, and I should probably go back and change my prediction on this one, but I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to stick with it. They're playing at Benfica, and I believe that Benfica will win this game 1-0 at home. The last time that these two teams played was back in 2018, and they drew 1-1, and before that they played in October of 18, which that last game was in November of 18. This one is October, and Ajax won 1-0. So, you know, that's just too far back to predict based off of that. But like the current form, Ajax, they're on fire in these last 5 games. But I do think that Benfica will beat them 1-0 in this first leg. So this is my prediction for the first leg of the Champions League round of 16. Please give the video a like, a thumbs up, subscribe if you like the content, and let me know down below who you think's going to win these first legs. The games are starting tomorrow, which I'm super pumped for. But thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.